Bienvenue and welcome to Akeem's Dream Show. My name is Akeem the Dream, also known as Brown Sugar Supreme, also known as The Dark Knight Batman. I'm Batman. This show is a variety show because I had a lot of ideas growing up and wrote them down, and my curiosity is insatiable. And you'll notice that I have a lot of random ideas and subjects, but I think that's what makes it fun. Variety is the spice of life, and I like to keep it spicy, and you will find that out very quickly. Remember, folks, never grow old with no stories to tell. And it's finally time to spice things up. Let's go.
Check this out.
This is great, Julian. This is where Smokey used to work.
You're prostituting yourself out for cheeseburgers again, aren't you?
Man's gotta eat, Julian.
For fuck's sakes.
He's out of gas, Julian.
Now listen here, buddy. You see, here's the thing, right? If you gotta go dig a ditch to get a cheeseburger, that's what you gotta do. See, one time, I was really hungry, right? And all I had some pretzels and some maltine crackers. And I said to myself, what does a man got to do to eat out here in these streets? Well, you know what I had to do? Shit, I had to go out there and get a job. Now, when I had to get these jobs, right, it wasn't like I was, like, qualified. I was just hungry in all senses of the word. Because when a man's got to eat, the shit's got to get done. When I had to go to the bottle depot, I had to go eat some Cheetos, right? My diet back then did not consist of cheeseburgers. It consisted of Doritos, Ranch, chips, Mountain Dew. But a man's got to eat. You hear what I'm saying? And when you get that fire in your belly for a cheeseburger, sometimes you just got to get her done. Now, on a beautiful day like this, if I didn't have any food and someone says, Keem, we need you to dig a ditch, guess what? Man's got to eat. Now, back in the day, I was working at a dish pit, scrubbing dishes, shit like that, getting my underwear hosed down by a bunch of hosers. And I said, you know what? Man's got to eat some chili chicken up in this piece. So guess who's going to scrub the shit out of this dish? Have you ever been so hungry that you had sleep for dinner? I did that one time. One time, I went to Wendy's when they had a $3 spicy chicken deal. And I said, you know what, sir? I went through the drive-thru. I'm like, you don't know me, sir. My name is Akeem Brown. We have never met. But here's one thing you're going to know about me real quick. I got to eat some chicken. So typically, I know you would want to sell maybe one or two of these things. But I'm telling you right now, you're going to break some rules today, sir. This man's got to eat. Right now, I'm hungry. I'm going to rifle back, probably shovel in probably three or four of these things today. And maybe put four or five in the freezer for a rainy day. If you catch what I'm saying, sir. Why? Because a man's got to eat. Now, I wouldn't go so far as to prostitute myself out for a cheeseburger, but geez, if the apocalypse came, man, I wouldn't put anything past anyone. Back in the day, I used to deliver appliances, right? All different kinds, Melee, Wolfram, all that different kind of shit to rich people's homes around the city. Yeah, we worked for the competitor of the Brick. They thought they were the big dogs, but little did they know who the real big dogs were, and I let them know every time we drove by, I'm letting them know, hey, we're the ones eating around here. So we delivered this fridge to somebody's house, and hey, the doors weren't off, so we had to take the doors off. We had to go up two flights of stairs. We had to take off the old fridge out of the thing and see all the crust and the mud and the mildew and all the shit that they cooked over the years at the bottom of that place and still do it with a smile on our face. You know why? Because a man's got to eat. I remember one time I was a tree planter. Because that's the only job I was qualified for. I was had a strong back and a strong mind. I said, you know what? Give me that truck and I'll show you how to get her done. We will take those trees out to the middle of the country and dig a hole so deep you can see China from it. But you know what? I did it with a big smile on my face. You know why? Because a man's got to eat. I will dig ditches. I will deliver appliances. I will help out a friend in need. Because sometimes I get paid with cheeseburgers. You know what? You ever helped your friend move? And it was one of those things where it's like, listen, okay, I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to keep it 100. We actually don't have any money. But we have you as a friend, and we need a favor. And I said, okay, if I'm picking up what you're putting down, you're saying that you might need a friend who is hungry? Because if you don't have money, the next best thing would be some good old-fashioned food. Because you know what? Man's got to eat. You know how many times I've helped a friend move, and all I was paid for in return was a bag of Cheetos and a hot dog? Now, not just any old hot dog. Your man needs a bratwurst from Germany, right? The Rhineland, the mother country, because if I get a regular old Oscar Mayer wiener, I'm going to have at least a whole pack. because a man's got to eat. I need my protein. You see this? AAA beef product, AAA bird of beef. AAA bird of beef, baby. Think that happens by accident? No. It's because a man is constantly eating. A man's got to eat for the energy to get shit done in this world. Now, without that energy, ain't shit gonna get done. This building that I'm sitting on ain't getting built. Those roads ain't getting paved. Those electrical wires aren't getting ran. Right? Ain't shit getting done in this face of the planet unless a man's gonna eat. Now, I hear you ladies out there saying, listen, us ladies can eat too. Trust me, I've seen some of you ladies put it back. One of the things that used to be a pet peeve of me is when I take a little lass out on a date. And she said, I'll have a salad. I'll just have a salad. I'm not really that hungry. If you spend any amount of time with me, you know I could eat two dinners for the both of us. So it's best if you eat your dinner too. You see, what I've come to learn is, if you don't eat when the food's on the plate, you may never know when you're going to eat again. I used to go to staff parties, retirement parties, Christmas parties, reunions, hall parties, launch parties, whatever. You know why? Because they have food. You know why? Because they have free food. And you know what free food means? Man's going to eat for free on the house. No, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. That's why I do what I do. I lift them bales of hay. I cut them trees down, right? I deliver them appliances. I dig them holes because a man's got to eat. A man is hungry. And I will do whatever it takes to get her done. One of my dad's employees, he's got a construction company. He used to get paid with Cokes, Coca-Cola, and bags of Doritos. Maybe it's a little bit of gas money to get to and from the site, but that was what he was satisfied with. Darts, Doritos, and Coca-Cola. That guy was happier than a pig in mud. You know why? Because he got it up the mud. Some people, all they need is a bag of chips and a dart. That's all they need. If I had all my expenses paid for it, and someone wanted me to show up to a job site, and they said, listen, we're going to fire up the grill when you're halfway through the job, and guess what's coming down your gullet right after the shift? Some prime AAA ribeye beef patties with some American cheese, some bacon, and a little bit of barbecue sauce. Listen, I'd be there in a New York minute because ain't nothing better than a burger on a hot, crispy day. You ever need Akeem Brown's help in moving some couches, moving some furniture around the house, delivering a sofa, using Franny for a pickup? Guess what? All you got to do is feed me. That's all you got to do is feed most men out there. Ain't shit but a lot of unfed men out there who are just pissed off at the world. You know how hard it is to be mad on a full stomach? It's extremely hard. I don't think the last time, I cannot or not remember the last time I had a delicious meal and was pissed off about something. You know what? All the problems of the world go away when you got a full plate. That's why men are out here. That's why women are out here working. That's why we're all out here doing what we got to do for the next meal. Sometimes, all I can do is think about food. You know, most guys and most women think that all guys think about is sex. That is incorrect. Because when a man's got to eat, he will walk by the most beautiful piece of ass you've ever seen on this side of the Mississippi and go straight to that dinner plate at the Buffet Royale. You know why? Because a man's got to eat. When the man's got the food in the stomach, he can think about the fire in the basement, even if there's snow on the ceiling, or snow on the roof, pardon me. Because you know why? You got priorities. Food, sex, water, sleep. That's all we got to know. A little bit of community, a little bit of friendship in there, sprinkling a little bit of significance, a little bit of a purpose. But what was the first thing I said? Food. A couple patties on the grill, a couple steaks on the stir fry, on the cast iron. A little bit of garlic, a little bit of butter. Sometimes that's all you need. How was Batman supposed to fight crime on an empty stomach? Superheroes got to eat too. Trust me, I know a little bit about that. You might not know this, but I know somebody who knows somebody who knows Batman. And I've seen him eat before. And let me tell you what, he's going for seconds. Because you cannot kick ass, you cannot procure justice, and defeat crime on an empty stomach. You ever had two dinners before? I have. You ever had breakfast for dinner? I have. You ever had a burger for breakfast? I've done it once. And it was rough going down, but you know what? A man's got to eat. What a beautiful day. I bet you there's about 1,000 barbecues going on in the city right now. And what breaks my heart is I can't make all of them. Because you know, if I could, I would. And I would eat every last burger. Every single last one. Just a full plate. Ladies, you want to keep your man. Sex and silence is a good place to start. But you know what is the best place to start? That would be a burger. That would be a full plate of food. Learn how to cook. Chicken noodle soup. Whatever you got to do. Put it on the plate. And he will never be late. my boy Randy on the Trailer Park Boys. He might be prostituting himself out for cheeseburgers, but guess what? I will do any job that I got to do to put some food on the plate. That's the first expense coming out of my budget. Ribeye steaks, ribeyes, AAA Alberta beef, chicken, jerk chicken, stewed chicken, whatever kind of beef you want. I need at least a gram of protein per pound of body weight. You get it right there, buddy. When the lady comes by offering dessert, I said, "Sweetheart, is the sky blue and does the bear shit in the woods?" I think this is a pretty self-explanatory answer. If I don't get dessert, a man hasn't eaten fully. You gotta balance the salty with the sweet with the savory. It's a triple S, it's a triple threat. One time I was on a date with a beautiful girl, right? We had two things in front of us, a beautiful evening on the couch watching a horror movie, which you know what that means, or some dinner. And she said, "Are we gonna watch this movie?" And I said, "Are we gonna eat this meal or what? Are we gonna watch this movie, baby? I can't watch a movie without some gasoline in the tank. You're looking at a McLaren F1 supercharged vehicle right here. I need AAA fuel, baby. I need that F1 premium liter diesel-infueled injection into my veins, baby. Because once I got that, baby, I'm laying pipe all night. Best believe it. More than the Keystone Pipeline, baby. Shit, you won't need a politician to open up that pipeline. I'll be running those pipes in the ground without a frown because I can't keep Akeem Brown down. What's for dinner? What's on the menu? When are we going to eat? Where do you want to eat?" Our whole human subsistence is based on the fact that if we don't eat, shit getting done. Since the dawn of time, when are we going to hunt the next woolly mammoth, right? Lions in the savannah. When are we going to get the next Cape Buffalo and Akeem Brown in the prairies? When am I going to get my next goddamn steak? Because ain't a goddamn thing getting done in this land. Station Park, podcast, working out, all the rest. Until my belly is full with some food, because a man's gotta eat. Until next time, you know where to catch me. At your local barbecue. Drive one in ya.